Jesus was supposed to be an innocent dude. You see all these pictures, and he's all got his hands nailed down by the palms. And there's this crown of thorns on his head, and there's all blood running down all over the place in some of those pictures.
Yes?
I even saw one where his eyes are rolled up backward. I mean, I just don't understand how people can show all the violence, but they single out the nudity. Nudity is a problem, but all the violence isn't? I don't understand people. He nodded, biting his pencil. I couldn't see any teeth marks. He'd been biting this pencil on and off since he had come in here, but there were no teeth marks. The man had disgusting self-control.
We live in a culture that has definite quirks about both sex and violence, he told me.
Maybe. Except this has been going on for centuries. It's not cultural, it's universal. This picking of truths, like you're picking melons, it's super fresh. Have I been hit in the head? I asked him. He just blinked at me.
Not to our knowledge. Your leg was broken and you've had emotional trauma.
Yeah, well, I wondered if emotional trauma can change the way your brain works. I wondered if it can make you a mean person instead of a nice person. I felt like I had been a nice person, once. I want to see Allie, I told him. He looked down at his feet, and I knew he was looking at the food tray. He was playing games with me. They all were.
Tori, he sat forward. We need you to eat. You can see your friends and family. All you have to do is eat. That's the plan for the moment. I agree with it.
You don't understand, I muttered. He looked like he thought he did understand. He sat there staring at me with this I know something you don't know ha-ha look that I couldn't tolerate. Whatever. He didn't understand what it was like to be so sure of something, so sure you would stand on a rock and tell yourself your hope was complete. Chris Creed is alive. You can find him. You can help him. Do something nice for him. He did not disappear to die. He disappeared to live. He didn't understand what it was like to have your truths turned to crispy critters and stinking, rotting laughing that smelled like something you could never, ever describe, yet never, ever forget. Flaming pickled cow's ass would not do that smell 1/10 of a hair of justice. You would smell it until you died.
You don't understand, I told him. You will never, ever, 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 ever understand. Do you understand me?
He stayed quiet. He stared at me until I was gone again, daydreaming about warthogs, fighting actual sleep due to mortal fear of the sneak attack of the lemons.